Friends, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church today. Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 through 33, 44 through 49a, and 51 through 53. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. When Jesus had finished these parables, he left that place. This is the story of life for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Bonnie. Beloved of God, would you join with me in prayer? Most holy and loving God, speak to each of us in this time the word, the song, the love that we most need to hear. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of every heart in this room be holy and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is like a woman hiding yeast in flour. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is like a farmer planting a mustard seed in a field. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is like a man who finds a treasure in a field and sells everything he has to buy that field. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is like a pearl merchant who finds the greatest pearl and sells all for that one pearl. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is like a net full of fish of every kind dragged in to shore. Friends, what is this that we're talking about? The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Do you know what we mean when we say the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God? We talk about it all the time, but do we know what we're talking about? What that language meant to Matthew? What that language is an invitation to us to mean? That phrase, these stories, our story, they come out of a time of unjust rulers. The Roman Empire was an oppressive force, and the people were praying for a political Messiah. They were praying for one to overthrow the rulers and bring in a time of peace, a time of God's realm. And Jesus Well, you know the story. Was Jesus quite the Messiah that they were praying for? Did he overthrow the empire and bring in the time of peace in the way they were praying for? No. He was actually killed by the empire, right? But he taught a way of living that allowed freedom from the empire, even within the current political moment, even under the rule of the Romans. There is a kingdom in power, but it does not have to be our kingdom. Ours is the kingdom of God, not of Pilate, not of Caesar. There is a Lord in power, but it is not our Lord. Who is our Lord? Jesus. That's where our Lord and kingdom language comes from. Did you know that? That's where that comes from in the Gospels. It's a way of saying our allegiance is not with human rulers. Our allegiance is with whom? With God, with the God of unconditional love, with the God of the oppressed, with the God who created each of us and everyone and called it all good. So very good. So the kingdom of God is an answer to an oppressive empire. The kingdom of God is among us. It is not some alternate reality. Sometimes people have translated kingdom of heaven to be about heaven, the afterlife, but that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about an invitation, a charge, and a freedom. We can live differently. The kingdom of God is what we are called to create here on earth. God's vision lived out, the world recreated, life lived better. The kingdom of God is how God takes over the world, not by overthrowing Pilate or any unjust leader, but by each of us choosing to align our spirits, our hearts, our actions with who? With God, not with Pilate. So the kingdom of God is like a woman hiding yeast in measures of flour. Can you see her doing this? She's the Debbie McBride type. She's the kind of woman who talks about food so vividly and so lovingly that it's almost like eating it. Have you heard Debbie McBride talk about food? She's the kind of woman who would found the Pomegranate Institute, a space to make food and also to care for souls. And she's taking yeast, not the tidy packets of yeast today that you keep in your refrigerator drawer. She's taking real yeast, like sourdough starter. It's powerful, messy, dangerous, fermenting yeast that has the power to change the flour, power to change lives, to make the bread rise, to make the broken spirits rise. And she's hiding that yeast in 3 measures of flour. Does anyone have a guess on how much 3 measures of flour is? Do any of you have biblical baking skills? Do you have a guess? Call out a guess. How much is 3 measures of flour? 3 cups? 3 bushels? I don't know how much a bushel is. Let's go for pounds. How many bushels is 3 bushels? How many pounds is 3 bushels? 3 measures of flour is 50 pounds of flour. This is not a small action. This is enough for hundreds of loaves of bread. She is going into the food stores of the masses, and she is hiding fermenting, powerful, world-changing, life-changing yeast. This is holy work. This is subversive work. This is holy mischief. Can't you just see her? Can't you see her smiling, maybe humming to herself, a glint in her eye, knowing she is doing something radical and holy, something no one will see, but everyone will someday notice when that flower is pulled out to be used. And the kingdom of God is like a farmer planting a mustard seed in the field. Can you see him? He's the Dave McNutt type. He's busy, and he's puttering, and he's always doing something useful. And he's out in that field, and it looks like he's just checking on the plants. You would never notice that he's slyly placing a hand in his pocket and pulling out a tiny mustard seed and digging a hole with one toe while you're not looking, and he's letting that seed fall right in. Can you imagine the slight bounce in his step as he walks away, knowing what no one else knows, knowing that a seemingly small act is going to change the landscape of the whole field, knowing that that seed that went unnoticed is going to grow into a tree with deep roots and wide branches where birds will perch, where shade will be thrown, where space will be made, and where mustard, love, change will spread. And what about him? Can you see him? He's the Jeff Fry type. He's out in the field or off on Craigslist or making that community connection, and he sees treasure. He sees value that none of us understand in that old tractor or that old house or that unnamed treasure in that field. So he leaves it there, and he sells everything he has. Sorry, Anne. He sells everything he has to purchase that field, knowing he is getting something of greater value than any of us could ever comprehend. He is the one who sees things differently, who looks at old things, neglected things, cast out people, and sees not those that we've marked as other, but those with value deep and holy inside. He knows he's seeing something we've missed, that there is value in that field, that there is worth in what we have overlooked, that blessing is lurking deep in the spirits of those we've turned away from. Are you getting this now? Are you getting these parables? The pearl merchant, too, is one who searches, who finds the pearl of great value and honors it. And that net is cast for which fish? All fish. That net is cast for all fish. No worries about knowing the good from the bad. That is not our project. The net is cast for all fish, and all fish are dragged in. The kingdom of God is around us and is possible for each of us. The kingdom of God is Kathy Fink and the Lakes Region Substance Abuse Coalition turning to people living with addiction and saying, "You matter. We will invest in you with our time, our prayer, our space, our doctors. We will walk with you. You are treasure." The kingdom of God is Jeanette's closet, and no questions asked, come and take clothes, we have enough. And it is the women who serve at Jeanette's closet, carefully folding clothes week after week, carefully laundering clothes day after day, welcoming souls every Tuesday, hearing stories as they sort through t-shirts and dresses, and tucking seeds of love, seeds of kindness into the pockets as they hand them out. The kingdom of God is Pilgrim Lodge and all space where all people are welcome, where the net is cast wide and we don't worry, we just want the fish there. We believe in the belovedness of all of those little fish. The kingdom of God is safe space, space where adults kneel down to child level, look them in the eyes and say, "I see treasure here." The kingdom of God is our open and affirming congregation saying, "We see you. You who are gay, you who are lesbian, you who are trans, you of every color and you of every background and you of every story, you who are disabled and you who are marked in any way as other, we see you. and we honor you. You are made in the image of God. You are a blessing to us, and you are holy as you are. We believe this so fully. We write it in our bylaws. We write it in our bones. We write it in the fabric of who we are and who we are becoming. Friends, the kingdom of God is a choice. It is a choice to choose God above all else, to choose radical love no matter what the powers of the world are saying. Ours is God's kingdom, not the world's. And the kingdom of God is subversive. It's fermented yeast and tiny seeds. It's nets that catch all, and it's seeing the value of others that the world has turned away. It is holy mischief. The smile of the woman as she tucks that yeast into 50 pounds of flour. The spring in the step of the one who drops the tiny seed, knowing that seed will transform that field. The whistle of the one who buys the land, knowing there is great value there that others have missed. The kingdom of God is you, and it's me, and it's possible for all of us when we choose to live not in the wild, competitive ways of the world, buying into the ideas that there is somehow not enough for all of us, so we must compete and argue and fight and make rules about who's out and who's in. The kingdom of God is gleefully walking through our days, scattering yeast here, tucking seeds there, looking deeply into the eyes of the addicted, the immigrant, the oppressed, the trans person, the child, the one whose voice has been discounted, and saying, I see you, and I see the image of God in you. Beloved of God, are you ready to tuck yeast in flour? If you're ready, would you say amen? Amen? Are you ready to plant seeds in fields, knowing that those seeds matter? If you're ready, say amen. Amen. Are you ready to see value, to see treasure, to look into the eyes of the one who has been cast out and to trust the image of God is there? If you're ready, say alleluia. The kingdom of God is an invitation to holy mischief, and the net is cast wide. We are all invited to play. Alleluia and amen.